I hear you.
Okay. And a one.
All
And,
right.
okay, ready? Ready now? Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 317, Spotlight on Marvel Comics, Hawkeye, and Hawkeye number one. And they got a thing on here that says the Archer's Generations, but I don't know. I didn't see that in the title when I looked it up, so I'll just put that as a verbal aside. Anyway, circa 2017. And let's see, I am Chris Mosby. And
yes, you are.
Yes, I am Chris Mosby. That's right.
Sure, I'm Caleb Gerard, and Murray is fishing or something that they do on.
I don't know. He put something
Canada.
Put something on Instagram. I didn't look.
Oh, then he's doing pottery stuff.
Yes. I follow a lot of. Well, I lost it. It looks like he was laying on the ground with his puppy. I don't know what he was doing, but he's out in the wilds of Canada.
He's saving puppies.
Yes, that sounds good. I like that even better. Let's see.
He's a puppy saving lunatic.
So we are reading another one of the Generations books that teams up. Go ahead.
Do you know why we're reading this?
Why are we reading this?
Just cause.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking something else up. And I guess this is the second to the last ones. Last one.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Yeah, wait, they still got all the Captain Marvel ones to go and the Iron Man one to go.
Okay. I saw a picture. I thought it was in order of when they were coming out.
Maybe they distributed them in the wrong order. Who knows?
Yeah, because it was like it spelled out Generations, and there was a comic for each one of the letters, and the cover was like in the background of the letter, and it was a nice widespread picture. So,
That's cool. So there's 11 of them. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Apparently there is, yes. I have several of them already downloaded. Let's see. What else do I have? Unworthy Thor and the Mighty Thor. The Wolverine one was a week or so ago. Phoenix
that was good.
And Jean Grey. Yeah, I haven't read any of them but the one we did, the Banner one.
Oh, I didn't realize it was going to spell out Generations. That's kind of neat. I like that. That's clever.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yes.
Cleverness.
Yes, very clever.
This would be the middle letter. So there are in fact other ones coming after it. If that works out alphabetically, right?
Yes, I have it. I'll have to look for that again. Show it to you. It's kind of cool.
All right. I would like to see that. Good for them.
I will look for it right now while you're doing that.
All right. So, Vanishing Point, an instant departure, a moment beyond, loosed from the shackles of past, present, future, a place where time has no meaning, but where true insight can be gained. Make your choice. Select your destination. This journey is a gift. So, this comes after Secret Empire number 10. All of these Vanishing Point books, these Generations books, they're actually, I'd say, about two-thirds of the way through Secret Empire number 10, or maybe 4/5. I'm just picking random numbers out of my ass here on that, but
okay.
It's from Generations 10 or no, from Lost Empire, whatever. Secret Empire number 10, which oh my God, what a pile of smelly poop that was. But that's beside the point.
Okay.
So this is the Hawkeyes teaming up. This is Clint Barton, who's the original Hawkeye. As a boy, Clint Barton ran away from his abusive foster father to join the circus. Nice. He became an archer, trained by the swordsman, blah, blah, blah. He's an Avenger. He's the greatest sharpshooter known to man. He is Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
He is also... he's grown quite a bit over the years. He was a goofball archer guy. Started villain, became an Avenger.
Yeah, this is definitely not in order. Sorry, I just found the picture again. It's definitely not in order. Go ahead. Nope.
Oh.
You there? Okay.
I'm here. I'm here. Okay. He's also in the movies, played by Jeremy Renner. And then we have the other Hawkeye who came out of Young Avengers.
Yes.
Kate Bishop, who was born the daughter of a wealthy businessman, but when she learned that her father's fortune was built on a life of crime, she vowed to rise above those who let her down. She set out to become the world's She set out to better the world, excuse me, and has become a damn good superhero.
Hmm.
Now, Kate's one of the great private detectives in Los Angeles.
Really?
And the world's greatest sharpshooter. She is Hawkeye. So, what did you send me here? There are things flying across my screen here.
That picture I was telling you about.
Oh, look at that. Hey, so they have... No.
Well...
Yeah. So there's eight. It's not quite 11, but I see what you're talking about. I can see where you would get that impression. But yes, this does look to be basically the end. But we still have the Captain Marvel ones to go, as well as the Iron Man one and the Spider-Man one. We haven't seen those yet either.
Okay.
So we've got quite a few to go. Anyhow.
So, back up just a second. So something happened in Secret Empire that caused this temporal shift is what you're telling me?
Yeah, there was literally on one page, this group of heroes, the legacy heroes of all these vanished and then came back. It was all literally between panels. So all of these generation books take place between panels.
Gotcha.
It's incredibly contrived.
Oh, well, of course.
Concept. It is. I mean, like, it's like, oh my God, we got to figure out something to tie this into Secret Empire. Let's have the characters disappear for a panel and then come back. I mean, seriously, that's it.
Yeah.
So there was one twist to that, and all the characters disappeared in Secret Empire for that panel, and they came back. But the only one who wasn't in the panel, in the returning panel, was Riri Williams. Man,
you're cutting out a little bit. So, but
am I breaking up?
Just a little, yeah.
Yeah, you too.
Am I?
Do you want to start the? Yeah.
You want to start
this over?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
1 second. All right, I'll just hang up and then call you back.
Okay.
Testing. I can't hear you, dude.
Nada.
Ah, there you go. I can hear you now.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, sir, I can.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, one more thing. Can you
hear me now?
Yes.
All right. Back to the book. Okay.
Okay.
Through the magic of science, that never happened.
Okay.
And we kept talking, as if nothing stopped the whole process from going.
Yep.
So this issue, the two Hawkeyes, was written by Kelly Thompson, was drawn by Stefano Raphael, I guess.
Okay.
Colored by... Digicore. I almost said Dickycore, but I think that's supposed to be Digicore.
Yeah, I imagine that's probably right, yeah.
And then there was this cool cover by Greg Smallwood. I really like this with the two Hawkeyes on there. I thought that was pretty cool. And what else? There's some alternate covers, variant covers by Alex Ross, Elizabeth Torque, and Megan Hetrick. Either of those are.
Gonna try to track that one down.
All right, but I did like this cover where Greg Smallwood drew Kate in the old Hawkeye outfit with the skirt and the face mask and stuff, because he doesn't wear that anymore. He nowadays Hawkeye goes with just essentially fatigues. And Kate Hawkeye, she just is in this bodysuit.
Okay.
So, anyhow, so the whole point of Generations is the current version of a character goes back in time and meets up with the original version of the character. We covered that in the Hulk issue a couple weeks ago. In the meantime, there's also been a Wolverine one, which was pretty good, which had the X-23 Wolverine meeting up with circa Claremont era Wolverine, Logan Wolverine. And I guess there's a couple others that have come out. There's a couple of the Thor ones were pretty good, where they had the Jane Foster Thor teaming up with the pre-Thor Odin's son. So way back, he didn't even have the hammer yet.
Wow. So,
yeah, I know. It was pretty good. And we found out that Odin had been doing the nasty with the Phoenix Force.
Oh, the what?
Yeah. Because there's a book coming out that's like Avengers 1 million BC or something. I don't know. But and in that one, Odin and Phoenix are both members of the Avengers back a gazillion years ago.
Oh, my.
I know, right? It's time to stretch the point a little bit. Anyhow, so we're on an island in, and we get a voiceover. Honestly, I have no idea where the island is. So 1 minute, things are totally normal, you know, battling to save the world, just everyday boring stuff in the life of a Hawkeye. And now I'm hip deep in jungle, and I got to say, not loving the locale. And we got Kate Bishop is hiking through the jungle. She hears a noise. She pulls back on her bow, because that's what the Hawkeyes do. They carry bows, and they shoot arrows. And when I say the most famous marksman, because she thinks she's the most famous marksman in the world, and that also includes Clint Barton, the original Hawkeye, and she's all Clint, and they're face to face, pointing arrows at each other, and he says, "How do you know my name?" And this is a really cool splash page, by the way.
Yeah.
And they're on an island in the middle of nowhere, circa Green Arrow crashing on an island back in the day.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
And it looks like there's giant pterodactyls up in the sky behind them, or maybe it's just perspective. And she's still voicing over, not sure exactly where or when I am, but Clint doesn't recognize me. And based on his costume, I'm definitely in the past. Just great. So he's in his old Hawkeye outfit with the target on his cock and the silly headgear.
Hey, that's on his belt, dude. Come on.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Aim here. Just above.
Yeah, I looked through it. That's part of the what's going on. You'll find out in a second.
Okay. And he says, how do you know my name? Who are you, lady? She thinks, assuming I am in the past, literally every movie I've ever seen says I shouldn't talk about the future or I risk mucking it up. And she says, I'm Hawk S. Yes. Hawk S, you know, like Hawk S, like anyhow, whatever, like mistress, but Hawk S. And she's all Hawk S. Way to think on your feet, Kate. And he says, that's an awful code name. I sort of agree, but too late to change it now. But you can call me Kate. Why don't you have a belt like the others? I took mine off, she says. Without blowing up? I don't think so. Mine must have been broken. I don't know what else to tell you. Well, that doesn't seem right. Well, unless you're willing to kill me, and I know you're not, Clint. Then I suggest you lower your weapon. Hey, you can't just keep yelling out someone's name like that. I wear this mask for a reason, you know. And how do you know my name anyway? She says, it's a long story. I know you're a hero like me. And so I'm going to just put this down. She lowers her bow because I'm definitely not shooting you. And I don't think you're going to shoot me either. And he releases his arrow and it whips at her. He said, or he is definitely going to do just that. God, I can't believe I'm going to get killed by old-timey hot guy. And instead, the arrow hits in the target thing on a guy who was sneaking up behind Kate with a knife. And who says, ah, dang, tell them I was here. I am J. Well, that was dramatic. And he vanishes. And Kate says, well, that was dramatic. Thanks for the save. And so, yes, we now have a reason for the target on their belt. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So now it's a bit later. Did you know that guy? Nope. Poor guy. Not even a name. He was trying to kill you. Yeah, you're right. What an asshat. And he says, asshat? I guess he's never heard the term. Oh, great. I'm already introducing new words to the past. Where does that rate in the dead butterfly? Where does that rate on the dead butterfly time travel scale? Lock it up, Kate. So who are you really? He asks. I've never seen you before or heard of you, but you look pretty capable with a bow and arrow. I'm a new superhero. Still doesn't explain how you know my name. I know Black Widow. Yeah, and she told me who you were. She trusted me with your secret, and you can too. I'm here to help. I'd never hurt you. I know you'd never hurt me. Well, not on purpose, at least. And he says, you're asking me to take a lot on faith. I know. Well, he says, a little advice. You should work on your costume some more before you go pro. I mean, what are all those holes even about? Makes no sense. I can't believe you're making fun of my costume while you're out in that monstrosity. And it looks like he's handing her a flask as they are eating s'mores. Hmm. It looks like s'mores, right? Looks like marshmallows.
Something like that, yeah.
Anyhow, so, yeah, her costume is a little revealing, and his is a lot stupid.
I thought they weren't going to do that kind of thing for female costumes anymore. I mean, come on.
Well, hers, but that's her shtick.
I see.
Anyway, he says, hey, what's wrong with this? So much pink, dude. Nothing. It's fine. Actually, can I see the mask for a minute? You think I'm just going to unmask in front of you? Clint, I can draw a sketch of you from memory. I know your social security number, your brother, all your former flames. Black Widow told me everything. Trust me when I say the mask is not protecting you. And so he takes off the stupid mask. And she's like, sniffs it, smells funny, and she puts it on. Hey, how's it look? Stick with the hip holes, whatever. I'm rocking it, and it does look incredibly stupid on her. God, does it look dumb? But it's a really great move on the artist.
Yeah,
I got to give the artist props on that because it looks the same but different on her, less filled in.
Yes. Yes.
So. Almost like he had drawn a kid Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's pretty. It looks better on him than on her.
Yes, yeah, somehow he pulls it off, and
yeah.
Anyhow, so they chitty chat for a while, and yeah, it's weird. I sort of trust you anyway. He says, "I wonder what's up with that." No way to know, or you have good instincts. One of those. Let's go with the latter deal. You guys, and somebody approaches with a big giant knife, and he's all, you guys are idiots. We can see your fire and hear you arguing for miles. And they say in unison, we know. And Clint takes this bad guy out with a, what do they call those?
Hand crossbow.
There you go. I like that. So I didn't know he used other weapons. Anyhow, he shoots one into the guy's belt, and she rolls on the ground, picks up one of the bows, whips another arrow out, and hits another bad guy. And they also flush away because they are that good a shot. And it looks like Boomerang. That's the only one I've recognized so far of the three bad guys they've shown.
Yeah,
I know. He even says, what? No way. But I'm Boomerang. Yeah. You're nobody.
That guy, I don't.
Yeah, I'm no.
The first guy I don't recognize, or the second guy, I should say. I don't recognize him at
and
all.
And this is the boomerang who became famous for a little while as part of the Sinister Six. And he's yelling at Kate. He's like, but I'm Boomerang. You're nobody. Hey, I'm nobody yet. I'm totally going to be somebody. And Hawkeye, old Hawkeye, let's call him Hawk Guy, just for the sake of Hawk Guy says, I'm jealous. At least Boomerang is somebody. My guy was just like miscellaneous villain number 5, although I don't recognize Boomerang's costume. He must be upgrading. Kate says, don't worry. There's plenty left to go around. I saw Bullseye here, and he killed somebody with a playing card once. Who's Bullseye? Maybe I got it wrong. I'm sure I saw Bullseye, but Clint's never heard of him. Maybe I'm not the only one unstuck in this thing. And the whole island feels shenanigans-y. Hey! Good word, Jill Thompson, writer. Shenanigans-y. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, now that's a good code name. Bullseye. Yeah, that's cool, says Hawkeye. Anyhow, so she's sussing out that perhaps she's not the only one who has been misplaced in time. But according to Secret Empire number 10, she is. But that's, again, another story. Anyhow, so she's going to prod Clint a little bit to see if she can figure out when she is. So you came here willingly. Why? Well, willingly is a stretch, he says. I was intrigued by a contest to prove who's the best marksman in the universe. But the winner gets a huge pile of money. But then I sort of woke up here on this island. She thinks to herself, lends weight to the theory that something extra bizarre is going on here. And he says, wasn't the same for you? Sort of. I mean, I don't really know what's going on here, but I'm not sure I got here the same way you did. Right. Spy stuff or something, he says. Mm-hmm. And he's leading her off. Anyway, I wake up here and it's just stupid with villains. So whoever's behind the whole thing, and I have my suspicions, he says, didn't account for the fact that they brought, you know, villains. And she says, and so the villains opted to just start killing each other instead of tagging them out with the teleport belts. Exactly. So I decided in a perhaps ill-advised move. Let me try that again. So he says, so I decided in perhaps ill-advised, that I'd take them all out with the belts before this place could become a total bloodbath. Sometimes being a superhero is super annoying. Yeah, she says, that could be my catchphrase. If you've read her book, that's true.
Yeah.
And so they're hiking up a cliff. And now that you're here and seem to have not been invited the way the rest of us were, I think you're our ace in the hole. Nobody expects you. True, she says. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Sorry. So they hike up the cliff and they look down and there's an Incan temple below them. It looks like an Incan temple. Looks like that one from Jungle Book where they ran into giant baboon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. It does look like that.
And he shows her what he thinks to be the mastermind's base of operation. And he says, you know where it is in there, or just somewhere in there, she asks. Just somewhere in there. Okay, well, sure. Basically done then. Basically. So they're hunting down the villain who's somewhere in a giant temple. And reminder, they have no superpowers. They just shoot arrows. And so they chitty-chat some more, decide to split up, and she's thinking, she saw Bullseye, Taskmaster, and Crossfire, which is pretty badass, by the way. That's between you and me, Chris.
Okay, Crossfire, I don't remember him, but that doesn't mean anything.
Crossfire was the guy, for a while he was a badass. He actually fought Hawkeye in the original Hawkeye miniseries, but he was also the one who fought the Scott Lang Ant-Man.
Okay, sounds familiar.
He's got a silly red and white outfit, and he's got a little, you know, sort of Deadshot the cross over his eye, the target.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
And she asks, hey, who are you most worried about? And he says, I didn't recognize most of the guys I saw, but they look serious. Maybe one of them is this bullseye you mentioned, but the guy I'm most concerned about, and out walks from the bushes, swordsman, Clint's mentor. Yes, and all around, what was that word you used, ass? Basically, he calls swordsman an asshat as well, and he's come to join up with them to flip sides, as he does, because swordsman's been a good guy and a bad guy over the years.
Yes, I remember that.
And Hawkeye says something insulting to him, and swordsman says something insulting back. And Swordsman says, but it's time for the classic superhero team up. We go down there, shut all this down. Is that the plan? He asks. No, she's going down there to shut all this down. I'm sending you home, says Clint. But what about all the others? You're going to need help to stay alive and keep the others alive. I can help. Oh, or you can stab me in the back at the worst possible moment. You don't even know her, he says. She could be the mastermind. It occurred to me, but I've known her for a few hours, and already I trust her more than you, says Clint, so I'll take the risk. But you're right. I may need help given the sheer numbers I'm facing. You can stay for now. But one wrong move, and you're out of here, swordsman. And he's got one of those targety things on his belt as well.
Yeah, so all of these people seem to be marksmen. How does he fit into that? He's got a sword.
Well, he taught Clint how to shoot an arrow.
Okay. But his stick isn't a ranged weapon. It's a what you would call
it's a sword.
It's a sword. You call a melee weapon if we're talking in Dungeons and Dragons parlance. So didn't his sword have like he could shoot rays or something? I really don't remember.
I don't know.
Off to Wikipedia.
He sorted things. Anyway, it's a very good point. Everyone else has got his range weapon people, even Boomerang.
It doesn't fit.
I'm sure it's explained somewhere in here.
Okay.
Seriously, don't trust him, Katie, no matter what. He's very convincing and very dangerous. Watch your six. I got it. And don't call me Katie. Here, Boomerang Arrow. Boomerang Arrow. What's that even mean? It comes back to you? That makes no sense. Trust me, you're going to love it. And we can see that he's got all these trick arrows. Whatever you say, hawk ass. Man, that really does not roll off the tongue. You need a new name. Agreed. Clint, you ever hear of Domitian? I don't know what that is. Anyhow, Domitian. What? So he asks, is that a club? And she says, no, it's a Roman Empire.
Domitian?
It can fire four arrows at one. Yeah, I bet you're right, Domitian. That makes more sense.
No clue. Go ahead.
So anyhow, he could shoot a lot of arrows, and Clint calls him a show-off. And Kate says, just keep it in mind, Hawkeye. Might come in handy. Be careful. And if Swordsman shows up where he's not supposed to be, don't hesitate to take him out.
Okay, here we go. Swordsman is an Olympic-level athlete with no superhuman powers and is cunning strategist and highly adept at unarmed combat. He's a master in the uses of bladed weapons, especially swords and knives, and his main weapon is a sword modified by the supervillain Mandarin from McLuhan Technology. By pressing one of the buttons on the sword's hilt, he can project a concussive force beam, disintegrating ray, a large jet of flame, electrical energy in a form resembling lightning, or a stream of nerve gas. He also carries various throwing knives and daggers as needed. Okay, so he might be considered a marksman in that particular thing. So,
or it's just a load of crap.
Yeah, it could be a load of crap.
That's even a load of crap for comic books. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, yeah, it just doesn't fit. He could be a I didn't read it in detail. I just flipped through the pages.
No, that's good. I get the gist is his sword could fire things.
Yeah, well, he could be using knives too. So,
yes, but in this case, He's sitting in the background just cleaning off his sword like he's killed somebody.
Yeah.
And he's wiping off the blood.
Not to... I'm calling plot hole on the reason he's there. He could be a ringer. So anyway, continue.
So Hawkeye goes storming off into the jungle and he yells back, and if Hawkeye kills me, or excuse me, if Bullseye kills me with a playing card, please tell nobody. Make up a good story. And Kate goes crawling up.
Whoa. He didn't know who Bullseye was, and now he knows his shtick.
Him earlier.
Okay. Gotcha. I missed that.
She told him earlier. Yes. She said he killed someone with a playing card.
Gotcha.
Anyhow, so she goes into the Temple of Doom, and she says, seeing Clint at this age, it's somehow both comforting and disturbing to see him with swordsmen, just messed up father, such a messed up father figure, and to be going through something so similar in my own life with my father. Both of us so unsure how it's all going to end. Makes me grateful to have a teacher and a friend like Clint. I know I give him endless grief about how responsible he is, what a mess he is, but the truth is, we're a lot alike, even more than I realize. Maybe, and through it all, he's a good man and one who's helped me make me who I am, which is apparently Hawk-ass. Awful name, Kate. What were you thinking? And then we get a glimpse of her quote-unquote superpower, where she can see advantage points around her. It's not really a superpower. She just is really can see the best things for anyhow. So she sees a high vantage point. And if I were a base of operations, I'd be up there. So she sees this big tower in the middle of the Mayan temple. And now we switch over to Clint and swordsman. And now we have thought balloons. That's a good touch. When we were hearing in Kate's head, it was through caption boxes, which is the norm nowadays.
Yep.
But now we flip back to the Hawkeye of the 19 probably 60s era.
I would imagine.
It's thought balloons. That is very cool.
I like that. That's very neat.
That's incredibly cool. So we get thought balloons, and Hawkeye is thinking to himself, I should just take out Swordsman now. I should just take Swordsman out right now. Mm. Too risky to keep him here. But it'll come in handy at keeping me not dead if we run into one of those Jokers at the same time. What a nightmare. If Swordsman is behind all this, he'd have to be working with someone from the old days maybe, or perhaps a new protege. Damn, he slipped away into the trees. I hear something. Is it him or someone else? And Clint looks up into the trees, and there's someone with a cape up there. And this is the moment when I'm going to get attacked, isn't it? And, it's Taskmaster. Awesome. And Taskmaster shoots an arrow at him. Mm-hmm. And they have a little fight. I always love Taskmaster, by the by.
Yeah, he's an interesting character.
And they've dumbed him up a little bit in the current Secret Empire. He is a goofball as opposed to a badass.
Really?
Yeah, really. Bad move. Because there was a Taskmaster miniseries a couple years ago.
Yeah, it seems like I read that.
They cooled him up to an incredible level, but recently they've dumbed him down. Anyhow.
Well, he was like Deathstroke almost in his dangerousness, so maybe they felt like that was needed.
Yeah, he had what do they call photographic reflexes, so he could copy anybody's movement, physical movement.
He mentions that in the panel, a couple of panels. Yeah. Which one iteration of Catwoman was supposedly the same thing.
Gag. So they have a fight. They fight. I'm doing my best Murray for that, by the way.
Yes.
Clint takes Taskmaster out with his own cape, pulls him down on his ass, and he takes one of his arrows and stabs the target in the Taskmaster's belt.
Two references to The Incredibles on that page, or the double page spread. When he's thinking to himself, he says, these guys always have to monologue. It's like compulsion or something. And he takes him down with the cape, and when he hits him with the arrow, it says, capes are always a mistake.
Good catch, yes, because the monologuing from Incredibles, and also you never want capes, because we saw what happened with capes.
Yep.
And he says, curse you, Hawkeye. We'll meet again. And oh, Hawkeye says, I'm sure we will. Curse you, Hawkeye. We'll meet again. That is a very 60s villain kind of thing to say.
Oh, there's Crossfire. And, I see him now.
Yes. So now we're in the secret lair of the bad guy. And Kate is sneaking up on the bad lady, it looks like. And she's looking around. She sees all sorts of monitors and competitor tracking. He's got tracking devices. And across the room, she sees a glint of metal in the dark, in a doorway. And we've got everything here, including something or someone that definitely doesn't belong. And I know exactly who you are. Don't rush it, Kate. Be patient. Breathe. She pulls back her arrow. And she shoots at Crosseye, who is hiding in the dark with a looks like a phosphorus arrow, which blinds him.
Yep.
Even though he gets a shot off and hits the secret bad guy, who we don't know who that is yet, in the neck. And she goes down. And Crossfire is blinded. And she shoots one of those arrows that allows her to slide down a cable at him. What do they call that?
Rope arrow?
What do they call that? Yeah, thank you. I can't talk.
That's all right. I wasn't talking and too well either.
And she hogties Crossfire instead of – oh, because he's not wearing one of those belts. And she thinks to herself, he's not wearing a belt like the others. Crossfire is tech savvy enough. Maybe he figured out a way to get it off. Well, with no way to send him home, I'll have to settle for hog tying him up. And she does. And he doesn't know who she is either, so probably from the past. And then she comes face to face with the bad guy, and she's like, bad guy has saved.
Bless you.
She doesn't say that. She doesn't say that either. Anyhow, and she points the arrow at the bad lady, who's also got one of those targets on her belt. So maybe she's not the bad lady. And she's all, who are you? And Kate says, I'm Hawk. You know what? Never mind. I'm basically your worst nightmare, lady. And of course you were in on it the whole time, like Clint said. As she turns around to point her arrow at Swordsman, of course, Eden is my protege. Well, then, you're welcome. And I'm thanking you for what, he says? Contaminating my game? For saving you from Eden here, from a likely fatal shot. So what are you waiting for? Are you just going to point that arrow at me all day? Clint will be here soon enough. Ah, and she gets a playing card to the face. Uh-huh. And she screams out, Hawkeye! And a whole mess of knives come flying at her, and somehow they get behind a table.
Okay, back up. So he's a guy with a sword, and he trains his proteges to use a bow. Okay, yes. I'm done. Go ahead.
So the three of them, Eden, Swordsman, and Kate, are hiding behind a table as somehow And all of the competitors have teamed up to take the three of them out. And Eden's saying, why are the competitors attacking us? That's not the way to win the game. Kate says, well, you brought freaking supervillains who like to kill. Also, maybe they're annoyed at being jerked around and lured to an island where they end up being hunted. You think? And Crossfire says, yes, that's exactly. Only I manipulate people, lady. I don't get manipulated. And they drag Crossfire behind the table they were hiding behind. And they continue, how did these people get here? Do you even know who Bullseye is? He must be the best. Eden pulled all the best marksmen to us. Yeah, regardless of time or space. And look what happens when you mess with time and space, says Kate. She's thinking, great, so I saved a life, but it's of a woman with the ability to manipulate time and space. That's probably a bigger deal than stepping on a butterfly. Mm-hmm. I suck at time travel. And she says, Eden, Please do me a solid and lead a good life, okay? Okay. Swordsman says, what exactly is the plan, young lady? Stop calling me young lady. It's Hawk S or whatever. This girl may be insane, says Crossfire. Oh my god, I hate everyone on this island so much. And one of those knives almost comes to the table right next to her face. We may have to come up with a new plan, she says. And so far, we have not seen Clint for a while. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we hear out of the blue, Katie, up here, Domitian. And she grabs four arrows up and fires four arrows out. Now, whip, 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 whip. On my way, she says, and jumps over the table, following the arrows out, which, anyhow. So they start fighting more bad guys, and the target on his head. I'm guessing this is your bullseye guy. Dumb mask aside, he is not messing around. And I'm going to make you eat my mask, clown, says Bullseye. And he takes an arrow in the shoulder. And an arrow in the arm, and he's kicking Hawkeye's ass.
Yeah, that guy's crazy.
Yes, and she yells, watch out for his teeth. Teeth, it's a long story. And he somehow, Bullseye fades away. Oh, he finally gets an arrow in the crotch. Mm-hmm. And he's all, I'll find you, girl. Yeah, yeah, very scary. What are you going to say to him? She says to Hawkeye about Swordsman. And he starts yelling at Swordsman. Swordsman, you complete asshat. You did set this whole thing up. Of course. How else could I get you to meet Eden? Her power is incredible. I have not seen raw talent like her since I trained you, Clint. Together, the three of us will be truly unstoppable. He says, you can't keep doing this. You have to get her out of my life. You're a villain. I'm a hero. And never the twain shall hang out, or whatever. Eden says, Swordsman, you said he knew. And Swordsman says, minor detail, Eden. And Swordsman says, I'll never stop. You are my greatest creation, Clint, and you belong to me.
Well, that's freaking creepy.
He's even got the super villain, or he's got the villain mustache.
Yeah.
Little pencil-thin mustache. And Hawkeye says, you didn't create, or Clint says, you didn't create me. Now remote activate the belts because I know that's got to be possible and send everyone out safely home because before I forget that I am a hero. Huh. And Eden says, you will never let go of this obsession. And Serpent says, wait, Eden, no. And she says, I'm glad I came here if only to finally understand that. Goodbye, Swordsman. And she transports Swordsman away. And I don't know, have we seen this Eden character elsewhere?
I've never heard of her, but that doesn't, I mean, I'm not exactly into the...
And she sends Crossfire off, who's still hogtied, and he says, girl, you couldn't even undo the cables first? Come on! See, mm-hmm. They've got him in character, totally in character for current version of Crossfire, mm-hmm. who was in some recent issues of the Unstoppable Ant-Man or something, I don't know. Unbelievable, that man. Anyhow.
Interesting.
And Eden says, I've sent everyone back to where they belong. Save you and your companion, of course. Use this remote to activate the belt whenever you're ready to leave. And she tosses Clint a remote, and he says, thanks. And she flashes away. I apologize for all of this and wish you well, Clint Barton. And he says, you too. And the Hawkeyes look at each other, and he says, she was pretty cute, right? Because he's always hitting on women. And Kate says, oh my God, I can't believe you. What? I was digging the look. Plus, you know, we'd have a lot in common. Manipulated by the same ass hat. And she says, stop. And surprisingly, nobody, your shirt inexplicably got torn to shreds. Come on. And he says, it happens. Because it does happen a lot in his own book. His shirt got torn to shreds a lot.
Wow.
And so it's a little bit later, and they're sitting up on the cliff having a little heart-to-heart. He says, I still don't really understand what happened here today, but at least we won, Katie. That we did, Hawkeye. And don't call me Katie. When does your ride come along again? I'm not totally sure. Nice of you to wait, though. And he says, I can't just abandon a damsel. If you hit on me, I will push you off this cliff, Clint. Fair enough. Might be worth it, though, he says. Gag. Gross. You know, it wouldn't hurt for you to start relating to women as more than potential dates. Just a thought. Why limit myself? There's a bizarre logic there. And she thinks, I forgot how much fun we have together. I know I shouldn't say anything, but I already saved someone's life and introduced Asshat to the world way too early. So we're probably screwed. Probably.
So the one that wrote this is the regular writer of that book, right?
Kelly Thompson? I don't know. I don't remember who wrote
it. It is. I was just looking it up in that new comic system I was telling you about. And she is. So I'm going to be picking that up and checking it out.
So she monologues a bit here as sitting on the cliff. I've been going through some stuff back home, Clint. A lot of people in my life are turning out to not be who I thought they were. People letting me down. And I haven't exactly been completely honest with you. My name isn't Hawkeye. I mean, of course it isn't. That's an awful name. My name is Hawkeye. Don't worry. Don't say anything. Just let me talk for a minute, okay? So they're focusing – the frames are all focused right on her. And we don't actually see him. And she says, so you're not dead or anything weird. You're just my mentor. And sometimes my colleague. And you share your name with me. And I don't always agree with what you do, but you're always trying to do right, and that means a lot. Seeing your mentor, swordsman, being, well, a real piece of work, it makes me realize how lucky I am to have you. Even when you make me want to tear my hair out, I still always know you're good. The things I admire the most about you now, your heart, how you never give up even as you fail over and over again. You came to those things without a you to help you. Cool. And I guess, well, I just wanted to say thank you. You're a good mentor, Clint, a good friend. And he is asleep. And she's all, Clint, oh, you have got to be kidding me. And she starts to fade away. Honestly, it's sort of comforting that some things never and he's asleep. She fades away.
That's back hilarious.
Actor Secret Empire number 10.
Awesome. That was good.
Yes. That was much better than the Hulk one. And then we get a little preview shot of Hawkeye number 13 where they are teaming up again and they are being arrested by the Venice Beach police, according to the cover.
Like you do.
Like you do, but not till December.
Yeah. Number nine is the current issue.
All right. So,
well,
it's a good book. It's a fun book.
Wait a minute. September. Oh, okay. I take that back. 8 just came out. Hold on. It's 2017. 8/31/2017 is number 7 just came out.
Oh, okay. So they're going to crank through them over the next couple months then if they're going to want to get to 13 by December.
Yeah, according to this, number 8 comes out on the 30th of this month and number 9 on October. So, yeah, they're going to crank them out for sure.
So, unlike some of the other books, they're not redoing the numbering on Hawkeye, which they could because there's enough. They could get into the
probably the
40s or 50s. But it's a fun book, the monthly, and I like this one. Good issue. I mean, the whole idea of these generations is that the new version of the hero gets a chance to relate to the old version of the same of their, you know, their namesake from the past and kind of see how they grew up a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like being able to read the biography of someone you admire. Because we don't actually have time travel in the real world.
No, at least not yet. Hopefully not.
That's right. Jump into the
or parties. Did we? If the timeline has changed, what'd you know?
What timeline?
Exactly.
Who is this?
Exactly.
What the fuck is going on?
All right. I think we can wrap up.
All right. Thank
now.
You. Yeah, that took a while.
No, that's fine.
No, that's good. It's good. It's a long issue, by the way. Anyone who's looking at it, it's about
30-plus pages.
Yeah, which is, I liked it, though.
It was 30-plus full pages.
Mm-hmm. And talking for and that. Everything.
Lots of talking. Lots of words.
Lots of words. Okay, let's see.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah.
I hate it when I click a link when I'm in the middle of talking. It's like by accident. I'm like, oh, what did I just do? Okay. As always, you can send an email to the podcast at talesfromalarmbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on the Facebook thingy. And I don't know. Just look at the Facebook thingy. There's not much going on there. I'm just so busy lately. Or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. And we are out.